A few years ago, I joined a couple other priests from our diocese and worked with a consultant for a couple of years learning about what is referred to as family systems theory. Family systems theory. There is a rabbi, Rabbi Edwin Friedman, who has taken a lot of what we've learned in family systems theory and put together a book called Generation to Generation, written quite a few years ago. But it's designed to, one of the aims is to help clergy understand congregation, not just for clergy, but to understand congregational life and how leadership plays out in a community. Simply put, and maybe simply put, is that a family system theory is this idea that, you know, all of us are shaped by a family or those primary caregivers that we had when we grew up. And our place in that system leaves us with certain ways of interacting, certain ways of behaving, certain ways of seeing things in our lives, particularly as we join and become part of other systems, other communities. The role that we took in our family oftentimes goes with us into other kind of situations, whether it's our workplace, our community, clubs that we join, church life. And the goal of this is a couple of years I participated in this. We got together about every couple of months to not just learn about the theory, but also to apply some of that to ourselves, to learn about ourselves. It was a very incredible experience for me. So I learned some things, actually, I learned a lot of things. One of the things I learned was that as I grew up as a young boy in my family, one of the traits that I took on, it's not that it was necessarily thrust upon me, but I was sort of the one who felt I had to take care of things when there was stress, illness, there was some sort of challenge. I felt this need to somehow fix it, to take care of it, to deal with it. And I recognized that when I did this study of family systems theory. Kind of knew it in my head, but began to kind of own that a little bit. It's interesting that growing up as a kid, I have absolutely no skill with tools and really fixing those kinds of things. My father sometimes wondered where I came from because I had absolutely no skill with tools, and he was very talented with tools. But my personality was more this idea of trying to fix things. This past week, as I've tried to put together some thoughts that I could share with you this morning, some of that surfaced in me. Hopefully you've received a letter from me explaining Lauren's departure. And my goal right now is not to get into a lot of details about that, but later this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we will come back here to the church. You're invited to come back and join us. And also some folks from the diocese will be with us to talk to us about what has happened, what is happening, and where we can go forward and what will be happening. So I really encourage you to come to that this afternoon if you can. It begins at 4 o'clock right here in the church. We're also going to have some folks here to really meet with our youth as well, particularly our young people, to kind of gather with them. So we're going to have that later this afternoon. If you're new here today or the first time you're here, I apologize for this sharing that might seem very inward-focused. In a sense, we as a family have had a family member leave us, and it's sudden, and we want to talk about that. So I apologize if you're here for the first time, and some of what I'm saying perhaps doesn't make sense to you. And hopefully you've received my letter. There are copies of them in the narthex if you have not, and also a statement from Lauren I'd like you to take with you. But I realize that while I would like to come up here and all of you and say, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. You know, even though I may want to take on your emotions and your thinking and your feeling and try to make it okay, I've learned in my own life and my own ministry that that's not always, well, you're not really able to do that. You know, in my 34 years of being a priest, so many times I've sat with people in hospitals and in crisis and in counseling sessions, and so often that part of me comes out, I just want to take care of this. But you realize that taking care of it involves us working together, being together, and sharing that, sharing this experience together, and saying, I'll be with you, let's walk through this together. And I think that's where we are right now as a parish. We are in what oftentimes is referred to by spiritual writers, and particularly one of the spiritual writers that feeds me very strongly is Richard Rohr, talks about what is referred to as liminal space. Liminal space, liminal time. It's described as that kind of in-between time. Those experiences we've had in our lives, I'm sure we've all had them, where what was isn't, and what is to be is not yet, and we're in that in between. The understandings and perceptions and relationships and ways of explaining things and answering questions don't seem to fit anymore, and yet we're on the threshold. Celtic spirituality talks about the threshold. We're on the threshold of something new and different, and I believe that's where we are. This in-between time. It's not an easy place to be. It's not a place we necessarily would choose to be. But we're all there. Lauren is there. We're there. Our diocese is there. Bishop Curry is there. We're all in this liminal space together. We all have our emotions, our feelings, our reactions that vary. For some, I've been talking to over this past week, it's somehow feelings of this can't be. How is this possible? It's almost like a sense of wanting to deny. And a psychologist once said, sometimes denial can be a grace. It lets us let in things as we're ready to let it in, and it comes in. So it takes time. It takes time. There's feelings of anger, and with those feelings, a sense of where to direct that anger. Directed at what? Directed at who? Directed where? We're all struggling. There's a sense of grief, a sense of sadness. I know my heart is broken because I love Lauren so dearly. And I'm not here to bring my emotions before you. I prayed today I would get through today, in a sense, without my emotions dominating, you know, what we're doing. But all of us have these emotions and these feelings. And so I would suggest to you, as we gather together, that no one of us can take care of the other person totally, but all of us together can walk this together. Walk this together. And we'll be able to walk it. One of the things the spiritual writers say is that liminal space, that in-between time, that betwixt time, that being on the threshold time, is one of the most holy experiences we can have in life. It's one of the most powerful places and times where the holy, where God can speak to us, where transformation can really take place, because we have questions that don't have answers, and it's opening us up to be vulnerable and to discover something new. And that's the process we're in. It's a process I invite you to walk together. We will walk through this. Lauren's walking through it. Bishop Curry's walking through it. I'm walking through it. We're walking through it. Our diocese is walking through it. It's a reminder to us that while Lauren is no longer with us, that we are part of something larger. We are part of a larger church. And Lauren is being cared for by that larger church. And so, in a sense, by us. While we are heartbroken at what has happened and Lauren is no longer with us, know that the larger church is caring for Lauren. And I can assure you of that. I can assure you of that. But we are here, and we loved her dearly, and love her dearly, and there's a sense of emptiness and where we go. So I stand before you today to say that we are in the midst of a journey together, and we need to honor each other, honor each other's feelings, each other's emotions, each other's anger, each other's questions, each other's doubts. Whatever it is we feel, we have to honor each other and be in this place together so we can begin to walk through this threshold going forward. So I invite you today, if you can, to please come by at 4 o'clock. We'll gather here. Folks in the diocese will be with us to talk to us about this, and they will be with us. The diocese is really looking to be the pastoral caregivers for us as well as we walk through this together. And I know that we will. I need you. I need all of you. And we all need each other. And Lauren needs that too. Lauren needs that too. And I ask that we honor each other, respect each other, and walk together through this, listening, caring, and being open to God's movement, to transformation in all of our lives. Just be open to that. And let's walk this together.